This is the driver's seat for Kubota. For over 40 years, we've been making tomorrow matter, shaping and building Australia together.
Well, welcome back to the driver's seat, and we are counting down until the Ostagic Chariots of Thunder Sprint Car Series. It's become one of the biggest events in Australian Speedway. It's August 19th to 27th. There's going to be over 110 competitors there from every state and territory. We're talking sprint cars, speed cars and street docks. Everything's going to be there making an appearance. And we've been lucky enough to secure a quick chat with Chase Kopenko. He's a man that's born and bred Darwinite. Chase, thanks for giving us a bit of your time, mate, and welcome to the show.
Hey, mate. Good to be here.
Now, I'll tell you what, I was looking at some of your stats, and you have got a hell of a pedigree in the dirt. I mean, junior sedans, street stocks, do the ACMA Nationals, late models, and jumping into a sprint car as well, which is what we're all pretty much know you for. But you must be absolutely gagging for August.
Yeah, can't wait, mate, especially after the last couple of years. It's been a bit spasmodic with the racing we've been doing. So, yeah, pumped to put together sort of 3 weekends in a row we've got actually back-to-back. So we've got about 6 nights racing in about 15 days. So obviously that finishes up with the Chariots of Thunder on the 19th, 20th, and then the 26th and 27th of August.
Yeah, so look, it is a while before we get to Chariots, but there is a fair bit that's actually happening at Northland Speedway. Will we be seeing you back on the dirt, you know, before Chariots in any of the mates that will be there?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've had 4 rounds now so far. We've been fairly consistent. We've had one DNF, unfortunately, with a cut down tire. But we've had a couple of seconds, and we won on our last show out last weekend, mate. So we've got another show in a couple of weeks, and then we've got a couple of week break. We race again, and then a couple of weeks off, and then it's hammer down for all the Chariot stuff in August.
Now, I know that it's obviously, especially for us down south where it's very, very cold, very wintry, there'll be a lot of people heading up, not just fans, but even drivers. And I'm sure you and even the other NT boys will be looking to keep the title in-house. But with a lot of interstate interest, who's the biggest threat that you sort of see that's going to be the biggest challenge for you come late August?
I mean, it's hard to it's hard to go past Matt Eagle from his performance last year. He won a couple of the nights over Chariots. So, he carried great form after that. Him and the Brown family got a really nice package. And, so I think he's probably the man to watch coming back. There's such a deep list of, it's the best competition around Australia is coming up for this event, mate. So it's really hard to put a name on it. There's probably 10 guys that could take out the overall naming rights. And, hopefully we've got our hat in the ring there too, mate.
I'm pretty sure you know every bit of mud on Northline Speedway, though. Like, you must be pretty pleased that it's on your home track.
Oh, mate, I'm definitely proud to be, proud to be a Territorian and definitely proud to have this event at our home track. And, I'd like to think that it gives us somewhat of a home track advantage, but, the reality is the guys that are coming up have, they've just got so much experience and so many laps under their belt. Unfortunately for us, we just don't get to travel as much as we'd like. And, in this sport, it comes back to seat time. So, we're having a pretty good run at the moment, and we hope to keep going that direction. But, just definitely pumped for a good event.
And you know what, the best thing I love about the Chariots of Thunder is it's not just action on track. I mean, it basically turns into an absolute party atmosphere. I mean, you've got the Mitchell Street Motorcade, that'll light up the CBD as well, but there's a whole bunch of other off-track events, and I'm assuming, the fans will be up, you'll be there to mingle with the fans and, maybe sell a couple of T-shirts and have some hats and badges and stuff like that up for grabs?
Yeah, definitely, mate. So we've just recently launched our little website, millmotorsports.com.au, which you can purchase merchandise on. For that whole week, there's the Mitchell Street Motorcade you mentioned, which is on Thursday the 18th. There's nothing better than having 10 or 20 sprint cars rumbling down the main street of town. That's almost unheard of around the country, probably around the world. Then on the 25th is the Fan Appreciation Night at the Precinct. For those who don't know, the Precinct is a pretty cool tavern down at the waterfront. So get down there, all the drivers and teams. There's normally 10 or so sprint cars there. All the drivers have got their merch for sale. And mate, it's an event like no other. Then the next night we fire up, so we try not to have too many beers on that Thursday.
I can imagine better. I'll tell you what, do yourself a favour. Get your backside track side if you haven't. Now, I haven't been lucky enough to get up to the territory to see any sprint car action. I've seen some in Warrnambool. I've seen some over out west in Bunbury. But this looks, from the pictures I've seen, do yourself a favour and check out the Chariots of Thunder. Now, for more info and tickets and travel info, you can head to northlinespeedway.com.au. But Chase, I really appreciate you taking a bit of time out to have a yarn with us here on the driver's seat, because I know you're a very busy man and you're probably one of the most fearless blokes I've ever seen jumping into a sprint car, mate, because you can pay me enough to see that. I don't have enough of that fuel-burning, mud-churning action in me, unfortunately, but I'm going to wish you the best for the next couple of months, mate, and hopefully you go well. I don't need to wish you any luck, actually, because you have been doing very, very well for yourself, mate, but thanks for taking a bit of time to chat to us here on the driver's seat. Go well, and hopefully we'll see you backside trackside at some point in time.
Thanks for having me, and see you at the track.